Good evening to everybody. Parshios Tazria Mitzora. Of course, the lion's share of the Parshios deal with the Mitzora, commonly translated as a leopard or leprosy. I would like to focus on one particular pasuk in Parshios Tazria, Parakei Gimel Pasuk Tezvav, that teaches as follows. Kol Yimei Asher HaNegavo, all the days that the Mitzora is afflicted with it, this particular virus of Tzaras, Yitama Tamehu, he will be in a state of Tuma. The Mitzora is commanded to dwell outside of the camp of Israel, Badad, by himself. Rashi picks up on this word, Badad Yeshim, that the leopard is supposed to live by himself in a quarantine. And Chazal, that Rashi quotes in Erchand of Tezayin and Bey's question, why is this leprosy different than all other forms of Tumah? When it comes to other forms of Tumah, a one who is impure is allowed to be amongst others. Certainly he can't be in the Machane Yisrael, and he is commanded to leave the Makom that people are dwelling amongst in terms of living in the Machane, but certainly once the individual who is Tumah is out of the camp, he doesn't have to be quarantined and live by oneself, he's permitted to be amongst others. So why, when it's specifically when it comes to Tzaras, is it Bada the Yeshiv? Is there a quarantine and this individual cannot be in contact with anyone else at all? Mara answers, Rashi quotes, Hoyel v'hu hivdil v'lashon hara ben ishto u'ben ish l're'ehu afu hi badel. Since this individual, the punishment for his crime, speaking lashon hara, slander, creating separation between husband and wife, man and his fellow, and as a result of doing that, Nida Keneged Nida, we tell this individual, you also have to be by yourself. You caused separation and causing a split and splintering between man and between husband and wife, between man and his fellow. So too, you shall live by yourself. You should be on your own. You're in a state of Tumah. Bada Deyeshev, you should be quarantined and not even be amongst fellow, not even be amongst friends who are Tmei and themselves. That's the commonly understood explanation of this pasuk and to the reason why the Mitzora has to live on his own. However, the Medrash Rabbah here in Parshas Mitzora, at the beginning of the Parsha Perek Tezayin Pasuk Gimel, Parsha Gimel gives a totally different reason. And the Medrash explains that we tell this individual that he has to be quarantined because of a concern of contagion. The individual is contagious, and therefore we don't have any individuals coming near him. So much so that the Medrash quotes a machlokas between Tuam Arayim, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rish Lakish. How far do individuals have to stay away from this person? One opinion is 4 amos, it is 100 amos, and the Medrash says, Lo pligi, it's not a machlokas. It depends if the wind is blowing or not. If the wind is blowing, so you have to stay away 100 amos. If the wind is not blowing, you have to stay away only 4 amos. As a result of the contagiousness of the leprosy of the Mitzora and of the Tzaras, therefore this individual is required to be separated and quarantined from everybody else. So much so that the Medrash says, Rabbi Meir lo'achol beim in mevoda Mitzora. Rabbi Meir wouldn't even eat an egg from the area, from the space where Mitzora lived. Similarly, the Medrash quotes Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Bahavi, Aili, Mevo'asar, Shal Mitzora. Rabbi Ami wouldn't even walk into the thoroughfare, the path, the space of the Mitzora. So here you see that the fact that the Mitzora had some element of contagiousness to and as a result of the disease of the Mitzora, therefore that's the reason why the Pasuk says, Bata Deyeshev, that the Mitzora has to be quarantined. Interestingly enough, this is not the first time in the Torah that we see a concern about contagion. Remember early back in Sefer Bereishis, when the story of Sodom, when Lot and Lot's wife were running out of Sodom, which is going to be destroyed, are told, don't turn around. Be careful. You're going to get in trouble. If you turn around, you'll turn into a Netziv Melech. The Ramban says that the reason for the tzivu, for the commandment not to turn around, is also for this very reason. There's a concern of contagion. We're nervous that were he or she, Lot and his wife, to turn around and become contagious as a result of the city being destroyed. Therefore, as a result, they were told not to turn around. Of course, the end of the story is Lot's wife did indeed turn around, and she became a pillar of salt. So therefore, we see as well that not only when it comes to the Mitzora, but the Ramban in his commentary to Bereishis Perek Yutes Pasuk Vav also notes this concern of contagion when it came to the destruction of the city of Lot. Finally, a third place where we see a similar concern, Rabbeinu Bachaye commenting on the Pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar in Parshas Korach, Perek Tezayin Pasuk Chav Aleph, notes that God tells Moshe and Aaron, "Ki badlu mitoch eda, stay away from the assembly. Korach v'Hadasa, Korach and his assembly, his accompanying people, the 250 men, who are going to be eaten alive, who are going to be destroyed, the earth is going to suck them up. Stay away, go away from them, separate yourselves from them. Ask Rabbeinu Bachai, why did Moshe not have to separate themselves? They could have stayed and Hashem would have saved them. They weren't in trouble. So Rabbeinu Bachai says that the reason is we're also concerned about the contagiousness of the episode as a result of the earth coming apart and the death that would ensue and the fact that all these people would be swallowed up alive, there would be terrible contagion taking place, and therefore as a result God commands Moshe and Aaron to move away, to stay away, to stand back, and to separate themselves from the assembly as a concern for them that indeed there would be some contagious diseases that would result as a result of the death of Korach v'Hadassa, and therefore stay behind. Indeed, Rabbeinu Bachaye quotes the Ramban that we just quoted in Parshas Bereishis and Sefer Bereishis regarding stone. And we see three sources in the Torah, one in Bereishis regarding Lot and stone. There is concern of contagion here in Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Tazria Metzorah, the concern of contagion of the Metzorah. And finally, in Sefer Bamidbar and Parshas Korach, again, the concern of contagion, and that's the reason why Moshe and Aaron are told by God to stay away. How does this play itself out in halachic literature, and how do we deal with contagion in general? The Ramah, quoting from a tshuva of the Maril in Siman Kuf Tes Zayin, recognizes this issue and paskins that if there's dever b'ir, if there's pestilence in the city, the halacha is you all have to run out. Everybody has to be livroach min ha'ir kishedever b'ir. Run out of the city when the city is full of dever. You should run out of the city at the beginning. Don't wait. Don't rely on miracles. Shomer nafsha yirchak mem. Stay back. Be careful. Don't put yourself into a predicament, into a dangerous situation. Stay far back. So we see the Ramah quoting from a tshuva of Maril notes that there's also a concern to stay away from disease, to stay away from destruction, and here certainly to stay away from anything that's potentially contagious. Interestingly enough, Rabbi Akiva Eber, in his Chidushim here, paskins that the source of this Ramah, the reason that the Ramah says that there's dever, pestilence in the city, that you should move away, he quotes Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Korach on the Pasuk, Ki Badlu Mitoch Eda, stay far away, stay back, as Moshe and Aaron are told. That's the reason as to why if there's pestilence, dever in the city, you should move away. So you see clearly that these sources in the Torah, Parshas Korach, Parshas Metzorah, and Sefer Bereishis, when it comes to Lot, are all sources of the halacha lemaisa when it comes to staying away from any particular contagious diseases, and these indeed are the sources. Interestingly enough, although the Ramah seems to indicate that one should stay away from any form of contagion, the Ramah in the Tshuva, in the end of Siman Chaf, in the Tshuva's Ramah, was asked by a landlord who wanted to kick out a tenant as a result of the potential contagious disease that a tenant was carrying. And the Ramah was asked whether or not it was permitted for the landlord to kick out the tenant as a result of the contagious disease that seemingly existed in the house and in his home that he was renting as a result of the tenant. And listen to what the Ramah says. That which you say that this holy mizdabek kulo hevel, it's false. It's not true. It's a lie. Don't believe that there's any such thing as contagion. Umisha libo nokfo omer kein. Only somebody who is concerned and nervous would say such a thing. Ki Hashem yisalehu arofe, God Almighty, He is the doctor. And therefore, Ramah concludes, if the landlord is correct, but they'll call dinei bikur cholim, then there's no more mitzvah to visit the sick. Kilomatzina b'shumakum shechilku ben cholim mizdabek l'she'enu mizdabek. Says the Ramah, we never find in any halachic literature, not in the Gemara, not in the Rishonim, and certainly not in Shulchan Aruch, that there's any distinction made between visiting a patient who's contagious versus a patient who's not contagious. Except, he says, one type of disease called Baal Ra'asan, that's referred to at the end of Maseches Ksuvos. In that case, it's prohibited to sit next to such a person. But the Ramah lays down a fundamental principle, and when it comes to Bikur Chol, we never distinguish. We never differentiate between what type of sick person to visit. If the person's contagious, if the person's not contagious. Either way, there's a chiyuv, a requirement to visit somebody who's sick. Of course, this word of the Ramah would seem to contradict what the Ramah paskins in Shulchan Aruch, that if there's contagion in the city, if there's never beer, you're chakmin here, you should run out of the city. How and is it possible to reconcile the psak of their month, Siman Kuf Tezayin, as opposed to the psak of their month as Shuvas and the end of Siman Kuf. One could argue that we're talking about different types of contagion. The contagion that the Ramah is referring to in Shulchan Aruch, based upon the truth of the Ma'aril, that was talking about a citywide epidemic, something that was clear-cut and very, very apropos that there was a concern about contagion. And therefore, the Ramah in that situation said that everybody should run out of the city. But here, in a difference of understanding between the landlord and the tenants, well, who said that indeed there is a situation of contagion, and therefore, as a result, maybe the Ramah leaned on the side of the tenant not to kick out the tenant. Although we don't find that distinction clearly in the postkim, the Tzitz Eliezer, Leather Waldenberg, and his Chuvah does seem to indicate that there is room to differentiate between visiting one who's sick and depending upon the type of contagious disease that we are discussing. I'd like to take the next little bit to talk about visiting the sick bigrachola as it applies to visiting somebody with a contagious disease. Certainly, we're all familiar with two halachic concepts, that a person, number one, shouldn't put himself into a situation of sakana. We say, chamira sakanta misura, we're more concerned about danger than we are from isra, and that the Ramah says as well. So therefore, in this situation, we would say we should be more concerned about one's own life as opposed to transgressing an isra. Of course, it's also not to visit a patient, but on the other hand, if it's dangerous to visit the patient, so therefore, chamira sakanta misura, we should stay away from such a situation. The minute clearly is that if somebody does have a contagious disease, that we do not visit such a person. We're concerned, suffix sakana, and therefore, as a result, one should not visit such a patient. However, we do find that there are other ways to fulfill the mitzvah of bikur cholim, even though one cannot actually visit the patient. Of course, ideally, the mitzvah of bikur cholim is taking care of the needs of the patient, speaking to the patient, and being in the presence of the patient and offering your physical and emotional help. But at the same time, the Shulchan Aruch says, based upon Ramban, the main thing when it comes to visiting a sick person is to pray and to daven for the person. Somebody who visits the sick and doesn't daven for his or her recovery, bittel es ikar mitzvah bikur cholim, one has nullified and not fulfill the primary mitzvah of bikur cholim. So therefore, even though you can't necessarily visit the patient, that does not mean they can't pray for the welfare of the patient. That's also a fulfillment of the mitzvah of bikur cholim. That's one approach that one can take, even though you can't visit the sick. And you shouldn't visit somebody who has a contagious disease, because we don't want you getting sick. So certainly you could pray and daven for the patient. The second thing that you could do is you could go to the hospital, and even though you can't go into the room, but show the person that you're interested, that you care, stay some distance back, and maybe even write a letter or leave a note. That's also certainly courteous and also fulfillment of the mitzvah bikur cholim. Finally, of course, there's the telephone, there's the fax machine, there's the email. All of those forms of communication also show the individual, the sick person, that you're caring about him or her, you're thinking about him or her, which also helps emotionally, allows the sick person to know that there are people who are thinking about the sick person, which is also a kiyum in the midst of bikur cholim, even though you can't necessarily take care of the sick person's physical needs, but certainly when it comes to the emotional aspect, which is also part of the midst of bikur cholim, that can be fulfilled even not in the presence of a chola. Now, besides the fact that the minhag is not to visit a patient who has a contagious disease, the opposite is also true. Somebody who has a contagious disease shouldn't spread it. So if somebody is sick with a particular contagious disease, they shouldn't go to shul, they shouldn't go to school. Parents shouldn't send those children to school if there are contagious diseases. Now, when it comes to school, kindergarten, nursery, etc., there should be care and concern not to get other people sick, the same way you don't visit a patient who's sick as a result of not wanting to become and receive the disease and not becoming contagious. So too, if you are contagious, one should stay away and out of the space and place of those who are not yet contagious and of those who are healthy. That all comes to the mitzvah of bikur cholim when it comes to us, to lay people. What about a doctor? Does a doctor have a different chiyuv? Is there a different category when it comes to a doctor taking care and tending to the needs of an individual patient specifically who has a contagious disease? This question is addressed by many contemporary poskim, amongst them the Shevi Levi, Rav Osner, in Volume 8, Chelek Ches, Simen Reish Nun Aleph, Tzitz Eliezer, Eliezer Waldenberg, in Chelek Tes, Simen Yad Zayin, and the Sefer Nishmas Avram, in Chelek Beis, Yoredea, Simen Shin Lamed Hei, Siv Ches. They all address this question. And of course, it's a difficult question, because when it comes to a lay person visiting a sick person who has a contagious disease. So there we'll say, I have to be careful. Chamira sakanta misra. I have to watch out for myself. I have to guard my health. I shouldn't put myself into a situation of sakana. But what about a doctor? Could a doctor also back off and say, I'm not going to take care of a patient with Ebola, I'm not going to take care of a patient with herpes, I'm not going to take care of a patient with tuberculosis or any other disease that is contagious? So the poskim all indicate that there is a chiyuv, that every doctor is responsible and required to take care of every patient, whether the patient is contagious or whether the patient is not contagious. And the contemporary halachic authorities raised three or four different reasons as to why this is the case. The first is that the schus, the merit of the mitzvah of taking care of the sick, will take care of the doctor himself. And therefore, as a result, the doctor is required and responsible to visit the sick, to take care of the sick, and to be a healer, because the schus, the merit of his mitzvah, of the doctor's mitzvah, will take care of him. Number two, we don't really know, we're not so sure, the post can say, which diseases really are contagious and which are not contagious. And at the end of the day, therefore, the doctor is required to put himself in some level of sakana, in some level of danger, in order to make sure to heal somebody else. Furthermore, a third potential reason why a doctor is chayav, the post can say, because in uman, b'umnuse yodea malasos, a doctor in his particular predicament knows how to watch himself and to guard himself and to take care of himself. He knows what masks to wear and how to protect his hands and his body, and therefore is better equipped and well prepared to deal properly with the sick patient, and therefore as a result of his professional awareness and his education will be able to tend to the sick patient without being a recipient of a contagious disease. Furthermore, other reason that post can say that the doctor, becoming a doctor, took upon himself to heal people and to take care of people. Therefore, that's his job. That's his responsibility. And anybody who has a particular job takes upon a certain level of sakana. When you are involved, we drive to work, we go to work, on some level there is sakana in everything that we do. Part of the doctor's calling is that he or she takes some level of sakana on them anytime they're getting to work and going to work. And a doctor in this situation, that's part of the doctor's call, is to take upon some level of sakana, and therefore the doctor is chayav, required, responsible to heal a patient, even if the patient is in a situation of being contagious. Finally, that's what doctors do, the post can say. This is the way the world works, and if the doctor is just going to relieve himself from taking care of a patient who's contagious, so what will be with all those patients? That's the responsibility, and that's what a doctor does. That's a doctor's call. And that's what a doctor is required to do. So certainly the poskim put down very clearly that a doctor's responsibility is to heal, to visit, to tend, to take care of a patient. Of course, at the end of the day, we see a very fundamental difference between visiting the sick versus the doctors being a healer to the patient. When it comes to Bikur Cholim, the custom is not to visit a patient who is contagious unless there's a very clear way that the visitor can protect oneself when going into such a situation. But even in that situation, it's not wise to put oneself into a situation of sakana. And as we mentioned, there are other ways to be merapit, to be mevakir cholim, a letter, an email, a phone call, and the like also are opportunities to fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, even though you can't necessarily be there with the patient in person, as opposed to the chola, which is absolutely required to heal a chola. You take a look in the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah, in the first volume of Tzvi Spitz, in Siman Teches, and contemporary Dayan living today in Eretz Yisrael, he mentions this, and therefore he says as well that the minhag today is not to visit a patient who's sick, and certainly says that if one can fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim in another way, when it comes to a contagious patient, that is the best thing to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu should be merapei cholim and take care of Chol Yisrael, and we should only have the Surah Stovos to eat.